Turkey's Peace and Democracy Party, known as the political wing of the country's Kurdistan Workers Party, or PKK, held a press conference in Istanbul to express its growing concerns over Ankara's support of the al-Qaeda-linked group al-Nusra Front in Syria. The party says the Turkish measure endangers its proposed peace talks between the PKK and the Turkish government. The BDP blames the Turkish government for helping al-Qaeda for what they claim is only an attempt of overthrowing Syrian President Assad. They have warned Turkey that helping these militants would only pave the ground for a very dangerous and lasting conflict. Leader of the armed wing of the PKK, Cemil Bayık, has recently warned that Turkey will be engulfed in a civil war if the government does not engage in meaningful negotiations with the group. Press TV asked the BDP if the PKK has plans to come back to Turkey from northern Iraq.
We still do not know if the PKK will pull back into Turkey. We have set up conditions for stage two of the peace process. We are waiting on the response of the Turkish government. We would like to continue with the peace process.
Elsewhere in the conference, the BDP also mentioned the issue of a wall that is currently being constructed on Turkey's border with Syria. The Turkish government says the wall is being built to prevent smuggling. The BDP, however, rejected the Turkish claims about the wall, saying it is aimed at placing an embargo on the Kurds. The wall is being constructed in a close proximity to where the foreign-backed al-Nusra fighters and the PKK have been frequently clashing.
It is not acceptable to build a wall in this area. The foreign-backed militants currently staying in the border areas are receiving help from Turkey and the West. They've been brought from every country in the world to fight here.
The Peace and Democracy Party also called on the international community to grant it a seat at the upcoming Geneva II conference. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.